wonderful. And look, we've got in the studio, we've got in the studio one of our great producers, Steph Brown. Hello, Steph.
Hi, how are you going?
She's been doing a bit of research on toilet paper and why no one gives a crap. Now, we're talking about the third world here, aren't we?
We are.
So what's going on? Why doesn't anyone give a crap about toilet paper in the third world?
Look, well, toilet paper, they don't even have toilets.
Well, yeah, they've got a hole in the ground. But
no, but
what's
really.
What's the issue here?
The issue is I'm pretty excited because I've just discovered.
Yeah.
Actually, it was through my drama teacher who said that she's been using this great toilet paper.
Right.
Which is truly.
Yeah.
That's been helping a lot of people, and it's called Who Gives a Crap. That's the name of the organisation.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Who is selling the toilet paper. But the money goes to third world countries, building toilets, helping hygiene, whole number of things. I mean, they've only been running 3 years, and it's an Australian company. Obviously, you can tell by the title, Who Gives a Crap. and they've already just done so much.
What sort of countries do they help out? Which are the ones that they're mainly involved in?
Africa's a main country.
There's a few countries in Africa, Steph.
Oh, yeah.
Which ones?
Look, I don't know.
I
haven't had enough time.
Those middle African countries.
Yes, yes. I haven't had enough time to specifically research that yet.
What
but
do you mean?
I
gave you 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. The
Sub-Sahara.
Yeah.
Oh, Sub-Saharan
yeah,
Africa.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, so
yeah.
That's like Niger and the French equatorial countries and things, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, basically, when they discovered that 2.3 billion people, so that's 40% of the world's population, don't have access to a toilet, and due to that, the poor sanitation and diarrhea-related diseases and things were killing 900 children every 5 days in these areas.
Yeah.
They went, okay, we've got to do something. So all the money, like with this toilet paper, people buy it online. It comes in all different sizes and things like that. And it's delivered to their door and the money actually goes to these places.
What do you mean different sizes?
Oh, look, there's a lot, actually. Well, it depends.
Different sizes of toilet paper.
No, oh, sorry, of boxes. Like you might have ranging from, you know, a dozen toilet rolls.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, but there are different sizes as well.
And so what?
There are, actually.
Do they deliver them to you, do they?
They'll deliver
on
the day to your door.
Because something
I've
seen eco toilet paper, you know. I've seen the one with the frog.
Oh,
I can't
remember
which one that one is.
Yes, yes.
Various eco. And some of those are good and some of those are not so good. I remember one of them particularly, you know, was quite, well, it's a hard subject to talk about, really.
I feel like you're going to say it's harsh, are
you? It's a bit abrasive, you know.
Darling, it's worth basically people surviving, having hygiene, water, but basic sanitation
is this
in
nice,
developing
soft,
countries.
Yeah, look, absolutely. Yeah.
No,
so,
I haven't bought it yet.
Yeah.
But the woman who told me about it, my drama teacher, says it's very soft. They claim that
soft.
It is.
Oh, so it's worth a go.
And there's tissues as well as toilet paper. It comes in all sorts of sizes, as in the box size. You might order it for your business or for your workplace or whatever. Not just for home.
Yeah.
Like, for example, can I give you an example?
Sure.
Some of the costs of some of them? Because there's so many.
Because, you know, if you can help someone as part of your daily regimen.
That's right. And it's not expensive.
If you're spending the money anyway, you may as well spend it on something that's going to help people.
Well, often the thing is eco things can be more expensive, and that's hard if you're broke and you really want to support these causes. But this is like $2.40 a roll of toilet paper. That's pretty fine.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. And when you buy it in bigger bulk, it's less than that.
Yeah.
So it's really good and get delivered to the door. So let's have a look.
Getting delivered would be good because I noticed that they're getting bigger and bigger, these toilet paper things, you know, like packs of 24 or something.
Yes.
You can't carry them home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, if you go, I'd sometimes go home on the way home from the bus.
Yes.
And so it's only what I can carry.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I don't want like 12 and 15
and
24
rolls. You don't want people seeing you make a spectacle of yourself carrying 24 rolls of toilet paper. I really need a lot of toilet paper.
Anyway, we should wrap this up soon, Steph.
Okay, but I would recommend it.
Yeah.
I feel you should give a crap.
All right, I do.
This is a great company, cheaper, and they have done amazing things in setting up.